1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There have been times when the fate of a nation depended on the accuracy of a message. In wartime, will the enemy launch its attack today or tomorrow? The man who delivers the message had better have it right. And he must deliver it as it is. He is not allowed to tamper with it to make it easier to read or in some way sound better. In the context of our verse, John says that's what he's doing. He is delivering a message just as he had received it from God. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. No frills, no modifications, no private interpretation. The message? God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. To the psalmist, light was the garment of God. Peter explained that becoming a Christian was being called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Therefore, to walk in darkness and claim they had fellowship with God was a lie, and they knew it. God is the excellency of perfect holiness and purity. Now that poses a problem. You and I are not perfect. We do foolish things. We make mistakes. We sin. If that's what keeps us from fellowship with God, there's no use aspiring to it. But thank God, that is not what he's saying. He is talking about walking in darkness. And to walk in darkness is to persist in our ignorance, even when we know better. To persist in our sin, even when we know the consequences. And to live contrary to the Word of God, even though God has revealed the truth to us. No, we must walk in the light if we are to have fellowship with God. And the blood of Jesus Christ has a continuing, purifying power in our lives through the blessed Holy Spirit of God. Okay, you say, all well and good. But what happens when we do sin? What then? Well, of course, that is a problem. John reminds us of that in verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. A wavering will, weakened standards, foolish impulses borrowed from the world or made attractive by the devil can occasionally get to us. Not to admit this would be to mislead ourselves. The truth of His Word is not in us. Then comes the promise of today's verse. Go to God. Confess your sin. God's faithfulness is great. He is true to His Word. His righteousness is declared in the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, and you will be cleansed and forgiven in His name. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.